thank you for joining in once again and listening to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm chef and host Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host Aaron Howlett. Join us again as we go on another culinary adventure of the Comox Valley and beyond.
You're listening to episode 147, new season, new year. Welcome, 2018.
Hey, John.
Hey, Darren. Back again, sitting down here.
Yeah.
Good chance for us to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as of recording, it's a couple of days after the new year. Seems like a great day for a fresh start.
I'd like to actually just sit and do a quick review of some of the things we've done this year. I was quite shocked, actually, that we've done a lot of episodes of the Edible Valley Podcast last year.
I know, we're sitting here writing down all the episodes that we've done, and I think we both are quite surprised at just how many episodes we did.
Yeah, because we were both like, oh, let's just go through and maybe we can talk about a few of them. And you were just like, and I'm like scrolling back and I'm scrolling back and I'm scrolling back. I'm like, wow, this is pretty impressive. And it's been amazing because I feel like we've really got to meet a different group of people than we've done in the previous years. And I think every year we get to meet a different group of people, which is a lot of fun.
But yeah, we did almost, I mean, just looking at a brief, it looks like we did about 24, 26 episodes. Well, almost every second week on like clockwork.
Well, we started on 116 and we ended with 145.
Did we really?
And I know we've got a couple other episodes we did, which we haven't posted yet. But
oh my God. So we did a lot more than that.
A lot more than that.
But I mean, yeah, let's talk about, do you have a particular favorite episode?
Well, I'd like to start off, we started off this year, we were up in Cumberland doing the recording up there. And it was great that we met Dawn.
Right.
From West from West Coast Provisions.
Right.
And it was great because she was really keen to come to the Valley and she wanted to do something in the food industry.
You know, I didn't even think of that. Like, she's had a great year this year. Just looking at when she came in versus where she is now, like helping doing a lot of the organizing of community events and everything. I mean, yeah, she's had a great year.
And she's been producing. And so that was part of my list of going on is that we partnered together and did that pop-up dinner for Lush Valley, which has been another group that we've had a great chance to chat with over the last year about events that they're doing and things that are up and coming with that organization.
Yeah.
And it's just neat that we've been able to sort of touch in with all these different people.
I agree.
Just thinking back that when we did the one with the food bank, a really eye-opening experience for me.
I was a little, there was a lot of unexpected statistics there. I didn't realize exactly just the burden that they have and that like how far they reach and how many people are, you know, helped and touched by them.
Yeah. And who they're trying to get the food to, you know, and how the system works is quite incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the best thing I took out of that or the best thing that spilled out from that is that I approached the Chefs Association and told them about this episode and all of a sudden they went off and they went, this is amazing. They're like, we know how to teach people how to cook.
Right.
They don't know what to do with some of these products. We could do that.
Yeah.
And so the team there got together and they put for International Chef's Day, they did a dinner there, or not a dinner, but they sat up and did a food demonstration tent where they gave samples of different things and showed people about all these great, interesting dishes they could do with the products that are within the food bank.
That's amazing. That's just fantastic. Because if you go back to that episode, that's what he said. So many times they get food donations and they're thankful, but they know that the people that are coming to pick up those donations don't know what to do with that food. And I think that's fantastic that they had access to all those chefs showing them what to do with all that food.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
What's another thing that I think just going on to showing people how to deal with food that we've done a couple episodes and we're working on educating people about food and cooking. So we've done a couple episodes on what to cook for summer and a lot we've been working on is cooking with kids.
Both of us, our kids are getting to that age where it's a good time to pull them into the kitchen. So, I mean, it's a good topic for us to talk about what to feed them, but also getting them involved. It just seems topical for us right now.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because, I mean, the big one that we got the chat was where we set up at Hugh Vand Elementary, which is our first time we've done an on-site recording in a very long time. And it worked out perfectly, but it was so neat to be sitting in those little kids' chairs and talking about this program.
I know. It felt like we were about 7 inches off the ground.
Pretty much, yeah. And then we just got to introduce these kids learned about how they were introducing kids to these wonderful meals and wonderful projects. And then we had gone on and done a couple episodes about, we did one about dinners and different foods that you could do with your kids. I think my one that I was working on that I've kind of fallen off a bit, but pulling out recipe books and flipping to a page and then preparing from that and giving everyone
that. Yeah,
that's
crazy. I don't know how you do that. John, you just open up a random page on a book and hit a random recipe and then just decide that's what you're making.
Well, and then try and develop a dinner around that. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be something either. It could be something as a roasted garlic mashed potato.
And then, but going on from that, I mean, we did talk to a lot about kids, but we started that little series too that we were talking about of educating people on essentially how to run a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or maybe, it's an ongoing thing. I think we talked, it could end up between 6 and 8 parts of just different things that people need to know about running a restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's stuff we want to just work on and, sort of show those background things of how a restaurant works.
And we talked to a lot of local farmers and talked a lot about behind the scenes of the farming process.
Oh, yeah.
There was Merville Organics in. We talked about CSAs. We talked about urban agriculture. We even had the agricultural co-op in. We got a lot of behind the scenes there.
There was a lot of stuff about co-ops and people joining together and joining forces to make, wholesome, good food, and growing.
I thought that was amazing. I'm still pretty impressed with the efforts and the endeavors of the Comox Valley Agricultural Co-op with what they're trying to get accomplished. I'm still trying to, help that along.
Yeah, no, that's a really interesting. And we're going to definitely keep you up to date on what's happening there. Also, we got to chat with a couple great businesses this year, which was a lot of... We had cake bread and hot chocolates in, which was really neat to sort of hear their history and sort of go through their upcomings and how they became. Signature Olive Oils, that was a great one. I'm trying to think who else we got to talk with. I guess other organizations we got to talk with, because we did talk to the Les Dames d'Escoffier.
Right, d'Escoffier,
yeah. Yeah, which was really, really nice to sort of see, women having an opportunity to further their careers in the cooking industry, something that could sort of equal out the playing ground.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, something that balances things out a bit.
Which, and as it's a support, like to have that organization is excellent. Like, it's amazing. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so really we did a little bit of more of the same. I think that's how we do it year by year. We get some local businesses. We talk to some local farmers. We talk about the process. We talk about the food. Various organizations also involved in the periphery of food. So I feel like it's been another fantastic year.
You know what? I think the biggest mark that we have to bring up is that we had over 50,000 downloads. Like, we reached that mark this year, which is kind of impressive.
That was a big benchmark for sure.
For us, not many podcasts get to hit that. Yeah. A lot of podcasts do.
Yeah.
But for a small one that's sort of a grassroots and done out of our own pocket most of the time, it's kind of a neat thing. And to know that we've done over, I think, 149 episodes that we have recorded.
That's
at
incredible.
This moment, not all of them are up, and maybe some of them won't go up, and some of them were just little side recordings, but I think we got a lot of places to go. We'd love to get some reviews. Post us on Facebook. If you hear an episode you like, share it with your friends. It helps us. It helps make the show a little bit more exciting and bring in some more content so we can do better shows.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, talking about better shows, talking about more content... I want to talk about all the things that we're aiming towards for 2018. Should give everybody a little bit of a quick update on our personal lives. Not that that's something that we ever really do, but it's kind of pertinent to the podcast, I think, right now.
Yeah, it sort of changes things up a little.
I'll start because mine's the least jarring. I didn't have the most eventful, but I left regular work about 3 or 4 months ago. I no longer hold a day job. So that's not to say that the Edible Valley is my only job, because it's not a job.
It's a hobby.
Yeah, it's our hobby. But I have my side projects that I've always had that are finally providing me with enough of an income that I don't actually have to work in a regular job scenario anymore, which has freed me up a lot. And by freeing me up a lot, I'm starting to want to move back towards what I originally wanted to do with Edible Valley when I first got involved. I had a bit of an agenda in my head. I wanted to focus more on teaching people how to cook, teaching people the benefits of healthy food and where good food comes from. That's why I jumped on board, because it seemed like we had some aligned ideals.
Right.
And I love the fact that now that we're where we are at right now, that we're starting to talk more to that. We're going to be doing some more towards that. But let's talk about your big changes, because yours were pretty big.
I mean, really, I guess from this podcast, I'm unemployed.
That's crazy.
It's a little bit of a shock, is that I have left the Atlas Cafe. Basically, sort of a work-life balance, and it was taking over my life, and I wasn't having that balance.
How long were you there for?
I was there for almost 13 years.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
It's a huge part of my life, and to be putting the amount of hours that I put into there.
Which is insane.
Which, yeah. So 60 to 70 hours a week, and then starting a podcast and having a daughter and, you know, trying to manage life in general. It was becoming to get a bit much, and I was getting a little stale.
Yeah.
And a little bored. Trent and Sandra, the owners, are feeling the same way there, and they're wanting to step back from that. And both of us knew that there was
no way for everybody to step back and it to still work.
Yeah, it was such an animal. And so they had a thing to have their Trent's nephews take over.
Right.
And as the chefs, two brothers, which that restaurant runs with two people. You need as myself as chef and Trent as the owner backing me up and supporting us. So it was kind of one of those ones that we weren't able to do that, and we weren't able to take holidays or time off. So, you know, this opportunity came up, and I said, you know what, this is a good time for me to have a fresh slate and step out. And so it gives me a chance to sort of get away.
I'm really excited for you, because as long as I've known you, you've had a very, very limited ability to do anything outside work. But you've got lots of energy and ideas and motivation, and it's just sort of been held back. But now you don't have to hold it back, which I think is going to be awesome.
Yeah, no. So I'm kind of excited, because now it's sort of sitting down and figuring out what I'm going to do. Like, am I a chef? Am I a restaurateur?
Yeah.
Am I a podcaster?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not that I give up on the podcast, because I like doing this, just the casual sit downs and meeting people and talking to them about their life and how they got into food, because that interests me. And I love that aspect of doing the podcast. So, but I have to eventually make money again somehow. So that's
eventually.
So I will just look at that. So I've got a couple little projects on the go that I'm working on, stuff that I've thrown to the side that I've tried to work on and haven't gotten anywhere. So, and I'm thinking, you know, I just want to be able to explore the town and catch up with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I missed out when, you know, like, I would love to go and visit back all the people I met through the podcast and just see how they're doing, because I don't always get the opportunity to do that other than doing a podcast with them. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, on the rare occasion that if they wander into the restaurant, you get to touch back in with them, but that's about it.
Usually it's a wave across the pass-through, and that's basically what I have to work with.
Now there's great opportunities there. So let's talk about then how that affects the podcast. Strangely, how it happened, without intent or anything, you know, both of us ended up having our schedules opened up a lot. That gives us more time to put into our hobbies and our interests, i.e. the Edible Valley podcast.
Oh, exactly. So this is what I'm thinking, is that now we have opportunity that we don't have to record every second Monday night.
Which is the way we've been limited for years.
Just limited. It's like, when do we both have free time? Well, we both have time like this. And then being like, oh, I got my kids. So like, well, let's put our kids together and run off and do a quick podcast.
Yeah.
So now we have an opportunity to do it at different times.
And we're mobile now.
Well, that's it. We want to be mobile. We're going to be mobile.
We're literally, there's no limits to time of when or where. Like, we can really stretch our feet out and explore now.
Yeah, that's what something that myself and Blaine always wanted to do from the very beginning.
Yeah.
When we sat this down, it was like going out to the farms and being able to talk to the people. And I remember snowball recording mics that we'd have, and we'd both huddle around on one side of a table and sort of yell at it so that we get any quality out of it.
Yeah.
And now, so we've sort of grown and we found, you know, we need microphones, we need stands, we need all this equipment just to make this happen, as well as a good recording device and something that can split it all up and make it all sound beautiful without any little clicks and crunches and Blaine's refrigerator coming on.
Right.
I know he's laughing right now.
I think the fact is, too, is that we wanted to give more content. And we've really focused on interviews. And sometimes we've switched it up and focused on education. And sometimes we've switched it up and focused it on a little bit of a demonstration or something, but we're gonna branch out and sort of incorporate all of those ideas and more. We've kind of broken it down into a few sort of ideas. Do you want to
start from the
top?
Well, I'm always thinking that we're going to be doing a monthly podcast, and I think we're going to combine everything into one podcast. So if you want to listen to that, but I think we're also going to have different little interviews and things going out throughout the month.
Right. So the monthly podcast is going to be sort of everything condensed into a digest, and you can listen to it at one full listen, but there'll be parts throughout the month if you want to listen to it as it develops.
Yeah, and we're hoping this works out. It may change up as we go along, as it becomes more work than we realize. I think the big thing is, getting out the interviews on a more regular basis and getting to meet more people.
I'm excited to all those people that weren't able to make our schedule, or all those people that couldn't get to our location. Like, that, this just opens it up to all those people that we had to pass on that we can now go to. I think it's great.
We can just show up and start.
I know. I think, honestly, the first one that says to me is, we've been trying to get Marissa in here from Tree Island Yogurt for probably 2 years, and every time our schedules didn't work. Now we can just go out there and... I can't say that her schedule is going to allow for it, but I mean, there's one right away that I'm like, oh, now we can finally do an episode with her.
So. Do an episode and get in there and catch up from one of the first episodes we did with them.
Yeah.
What is the other thing I want to talk about? Yeah, we're definitely talking about recipes and cooking. I know you have a huge list.
I do. I have a massive list of things. We do want to talk about recipes, which is something that we've really broken away from on this. We've never really done recipes, but we know that a lot of people out there that like food and like your expertise want to know. Like, they want to know what you would do or what you're thinking with food. So we're going to start translating that out there. I know that you wanted to touch on teaching people how to be a chef or a cook, and I do too as well. But, I think we're going to break it down instead of these big, long lessons. We're going to be doing these like little 3-minute cooking classes that, when you put them all together, you now all of a sudden have the ability to make bigger projects, bigger food, more advanced ideas.
So bringing out some of the basics, little things like how to poach an egg,
right?
How to boil an egg. Those are
exactly how to poach fish, like how to not overdo it, how to underdo it. Like, simple little things all the time. We're going to be sprinkling them throughout. And then, once there's a bit of a library of those little clips, those little whatever, you'll be able to start doing bigger things. Mm-hmm. And that's the idea, is like teaching you from the ground up how to cook like a chef.
I'd love to do some drinks too, with some cocktails and some...
Absolutely. I'm all over that.
Some different beverages.
Having owned a bar for 10 years and been a bartender for 5 years before and after that, I would love to touch on that.
Just go over some of those. I'm going to save this one last, but I still want to do events.
Yep.
I still love getting out there and talking to people about, because there's so many wonderful events in here.
And events isn't limited to just the high profile stuff. I think that's some of the stuff we haven't been able to touch on is there's some of those smaller events that are out at the community halls and what have you that go on that we would love to give a little more promotion to.
Just things that crossed my desk as I was leaving there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a downtown chili competition. There's a poutine. All the restaurants are going to be doing poutines around the Comox Valley.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's all sorts of these. We've still got the Shellfish Festival coming up this year.
Yeah.
And I know they're expanding on the events that go along with that. You've got Flavors coming back this year.
Should
be coming back this year.
Right, yeah.
Because
it's every second year, right?
Every second year. So there's all these different events that are coming down the line.
It's going to be a good food
really
year.
Interesting for, definitely a good food year.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to be actually a part of it in the community this year.
That's going to be amazing.
Stuck behind the line.
One of the things, too, that we were both kind of excited about that kind of grew a bit from when we first talked about it. I know that at first I was really excited that, hey, I've got this new plot of land where I can grow this great garden. And then I said, I was thinking that maybe I would bring in one of our expert friends or two to give me some pointers. And you said, essentially, I should be doing that too. And then I thought, I think we both came to it like, we could turn this into a bit of a contest.
I think it came to me as, you're going down. I think you're going down. This is going to be rough for you, Darren.
So we haven't figured out all the parameters and all the how it's going to be judged or measured, but we've decided that I think it would be really fun to have a bit of a contest of gardening. Rather, it's not just competition. We're also going to pull in all those vast resources that we have of tons of knowledgeable people to come in and give us pointers and help or, and ideas, you know, how to best effectively achieve our gardening goals.
Yeah. And like get in there and show us how to use the soil, how to, you know, what to plant, where to plant it with the sun and and all that, and how we can expand our yards to be more productive.
Absolutely.
And then I think the other spin off of that is just going out and finding out what we get to eat from it and what we can create from it.
Yeah.
So I think there's a whole bunch of challenges within challenges here, which could be really
exciting.
We've
talked about it too. I want to touch on that as well. There's a couple other things that we want to do. Once we started talking about doing some competition, we've talked about some other ones that could come up. We've talked about, again, we know so many chefs, you more so than me. And I said, you know, it'd be really fun, like if we just opened our fridge or we challenged each other to open the other's fridge and then make something out of that. Just say, oh, you know, invite John over. He goes through my fridge and says, this is what I can make with what you got here. And I do the same. And then also bringing in our chef friends to help out gives us a good way to have them on the show, but also everybody gets to flex their cooking muscles.
Yeah, I like that idea. Gives us a bit of a challenge out there.
And yeah.
Gives us a chance to have some great foods out there.
So anyways, there's lots more, and we don't want to go into all the details.
Of course.
But yeah, there's some fantastic things coming up with the Edible Valley that we're really excited about. I think that sort of ties up everything that we need to talk about too today.
I think we've done a good job of this. Yeah. And I hope it's a little bit more exciting for people to sort of look at and maybe get some interest about next year and sort of look back at what we've done this year, because there's lots of great episodes. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to some of them, we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love you to go on and check them out and tell us what you think about them, because it just helps us grow.
Or exactly. Or maybe if you think that now that we have our completely open schedule and we're not really limited anymore, maybe you have some suggestions as to what you think we should get out there to take a look at or talk to that we haven't been able to do before.
Well, exactly. So, and of course, we are looking for a new round of sponsors.
Yeah.
Because it's a new year and
it's always a whole new podcast, and we're going to start from scratch, and we're looking for new sponsors, new everything. And nothing against any of our previous sponsors. We still love them. They really helped us get to a point, but it's time to relaunch the show.
Relaunch the show and come up with a new look for a new conversation.
Well, thanks again for listening to the Edible Valley podcast. Thanks, John, for pulling this all together. It was really John's work of getting us back to mobile and independent again. So,
thanks for coming along for this trip.
Yeah.
All right. And remember, keep it fresh, keep it flavorful, and keep it fun. Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Edible Valley podcast.